If you're giving your dog the Tagamet and Benadryl and you feel that maybe the cancer is already worked a way around it after, let's say, 6 months or a year, and it seems like maybe you see something growing back or, something else growing, you can increase the dosage. And there is a boxer, and that is by choice, by the owner's, option to do it, that had an abdominal cancer. And after about a year, she developed a growth on her leg bone. And so she opted to give her twice the dosage for her weight and decided to give it to her for 4 times a day. And that dog is doing quite well. And she's about 10 and a half now and is responding fine with no more recurring cancer. But you always want to start out on the low, moderate side and then increase if you feel it's necessary and use that as kind of more of a final, option. The important part is consistency. You want to make sure that you give your dog the medicine on a regular basis. You want to keep the blood levels up of the cancer fighting components. And the easiest thing to do when you've been giving it a while is to think that you question yourself, did I give it to him or didn't I give it to him? Think I did. You don't want to overdose them, so you skip the dose. That's the worst thing because that gives the cancer a way to come, to kick back up and get the cancer levels higher in the bloodstream. So what you want to do is get one of those stupid little pill containers like at Walmart or Costco or Walgreens. And I usually just get the 4 times a day one because, you can put it in there and then you can just check it and think, did I give it to him or not? You look in there, oh, it's still there, then I didn't. Or if it's empty, you did. And then that way you can be consistent without any kind of worry about overdosing them.